The Idaho Senate is adding on to legislation floated on the other side of the Capitol Rotunda this week to limit a governor's powers during a declared emergency. James Dawson reports.
The Senate State Affairs Committee yesterday introduced four proposals, mostly similar to what's been discussed already by their House colleagues. But Senate Majority Leader Kelly Anthon warned against another effort from the House to simply end the emergency declaration without conditions. Lawmakers from both chambers have made it their top priority, even though lifting the declaration wouldn't end mask mandates or virtual learning at public schools.
The simple ending of the emergency declarations of the governor will not accomplish those things. It's much more interwoven into our state code.
State budget officials say up to $24 million in federal funding could be in jeopardy for local governments and school districts, depending on how a declaration is extinguished. Advocates of the Senate bills say their proposals would still allow for that money to flow in. Each of these proposals still requires a committee hearing before a vote in their respective chambers. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.